Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is brought to you by doTERRA with Carolyn Todd. For those looking for simple ways to eliminate toxins in your home, you can create a fresh, clean environment straight from the plant and free from synthetic fragrances with the doTERRA Aroma Essentials Collection. Here are a few gems you will find in the doTERRA Aroma Essentials Collection: On Guard Protective Blend, Serenity Restful Blend, Breathe Respiratory Support Blend, Springy Citrus Bloom, and the one-of-a-kind ultrasonic Laluz diffuser with up to an 8-hour runtime and 3 ambient light settings. Start your order at bit.ly/aromaessentialscollection. All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. My guest today is one of the contributing authors to my latest book called Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. So welcome, Mrs. Tarasha Adair. Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Thank you for participating in the anthology and also for coming back onto the podcast, because this is not your first rodeo.
Right.
So I'm excited to have you back on.
And I'm excited to be back on. I am. Thank you so much, Karen. You've been so kind.
So today's podcast is just more of a teaser for people so that they will go and purchase the book. So I'm going to make it quick and dirty. I only have 5 questions for you. Okay. So question number one, what made you want to share your COVID experience?
Well, first of all, I knew I had a COVID experience, not personally myself, but connected to my family, being involved, like very close family, like really, really close family. And the role that I played, you know, in that particular situation, I wanted to tell the story only if, because I was excited when the opportunity came up, but I wanted to tell it only if it was okay with that person who I was closely knitted to, who shared the story with me. And so when I got his permission to tell the story, then I moved forward with the story, because he was like, you know what, if God brought you out of something, if you have a responsibility to tell it to somebody, you have a responsibility to testify, so please share our story, please. And yeah. So from there, I was released to be free to write about our COVID story. So
right. Okay, so question number two, had you ever written before? And I know you have. So share with us about your previous.
I have. First of all, I've been a writer all of my life. Since I was a little girl, I've always loved writing. Writing was a way for me to express myself, especially when I couldn't, I wasn't as open vocally about expressing myself. And so my outlet was writing, and I would write a lot of poetry, and I would write a lot of other things too. But Fast forward in time, 2018, I published my first work, which is a children's book, Mommy, Will You Play With Me, which promotes healthy relationships between parents and children. And that was the book that God had told me to write and to publish as my first work. And so in obedience, I did that. And so Mommy, Will You Play With Me is my first published work. And so this is actually my second project that I've been a part of. And you better believe more are coming.
Exactly. And so where can the people find Mommy, Will You Play With Me?
You can find Mommy, Will You Play With Me at T. Adair Enterprises. And notice that Enterprises is plural. TiaDareEnterprises.com.
Awesome. Okay, so question number three. Prior to experiencing COVID with, you know, your family, did you believe it was real or as bad as the media was portraying it? Because one of the things that I talk about in the book was about the fear factor that they really played on. And so, you know, even though you're adjacent to Houston, you live in a smaller town than I live. And so the impact is different. So, you know, kind of how did you feel about COVID before the experience with COVID?
Well, I personally, like when I started listening to the beginning reports that the, you know, that the news was sharing with us, I was just taking everything in. And it's interesting because when everything came in, I had just come back from a mission trip from Kenya from in December 2019.
Oh, wow.
And so shortly after that, and even at that time, things were already playing out behind the scene. It just wasn't majorly broadcasted yet. But I've always taken it seriously because people that I knew were like in the first round of getting COVID.
Oh, wow.
But those particular people I knew, they had like light mild symptoms and they came out of it, you know. But it became very, very real when my close relative got it. But I can say in the midst of it all, like I never was fearful. Mm-hmm. And I just know that that was God that gave me peace, because even in the beginning of it, he told me to plead Psalm 91 over me and my family. But in all of that, God also gives us, you know, some common sense.
Right.
And so I wasn't the person talking about, oh, I don't have to wear a mask. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. God got me. I knew that I had a responsibility to practice safety. Mm-hmm. Right. But at the same time, don't be bound by what was going on, because I still had a life to live and I still had things that God had, assignments that he had given me to do. And he didn't say stop them because COVID happened.
Right.
So I still had to move forward, but I've always taken it seriously. I've always known that it was real. I do think the media played on, you know, people's emotions as far as like on with the fear factor, you know, show more reports about, you know, people dying rather than survival stories, you know, really trying to find the light in the situation.
Right.
And so, that's where I stand on that.
And even like for certain age groups, there was the conspiracy theories out there about it being from the 5G towers and, you know, so different age groups. And I know you have children that are different ages. Did your children have a different point of view or have questions related to it that might have been, you know, from their experience with their peers?
I know, like, because like I have two children who are at home with me. I have three, but two are at home with me. My 18-year-old and my 12-year-old. And my 12-year-old, she took it seriously. I could see that it impacted her in a way. And there were moments when she was a little fearful. But at the same time, she was in that group that like, that was like, I want to go back to school. Right. I don't want to be, I don't want to learn virtually. And so, but she knew, the responsibility that was on her. Like, you have to keep your hands sanitized. You have to keep your mask on, practice, physical distancing. Mm-hmm. And I like to say physical distancing, even though sometimes I'll say social distancing, but I don't think we should social distance, but right, we definitely right. should physically distance if the need be, but so, we are social beings.
Right.
And it's important right. that we stay connected socially. Otherwise, the love of man, the love of humans will grow cold and we become right. disconnected. So, which that's like not that. A good place to be at all.
I like that, to say physical distancing instead of social distancing. Yeah. Because even exactly. through virtual, you're still socializing. So even though yeah, we're physically exactly. distant. Yeah, I like that. All yeah. right.
And like with my, and really quickly, like with my son, he's always kind of been laid back. He's been cautious, but at the same time, he's not the type of person who's like, I want to be the first person in line to get a shot, you know, to get the vaccination.
Right. Right.
I just rather, you know, practice safety measures and keep, you know, my distance. And that's good enough for me. But at the same time, he's not fearful, but he practiced safety.
I think our belief and our faith tells us not to be fearful. And like you said, you still have mm-hmm. to be wise and make sure that right. you are taking healthy measures to protect yourself and others.
Right.
But you can't allow the fear to grip you. And because it that fear factor, once it gets in your body, it actually causes chemical changes within your body. And from a health perspective, you can cause yourself to become sick with symptoms, even though it may not even be COVID. And so a lot of times right. people can cause somatic symptoms within their body. And that's because it's from a stress response or from a fearful response. And so,
right.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to do that. So now the next question is a little bit lighter. You know, I didn't share the title with many of you until we had our authors meeting. And so I really wanted to get people's opinion on what they thought about the title. Nothing can stop the promises of God, not even COVID-19. And I'm sure you're going to go straight to church on me with your response.
Well, I would try to keep it simple. I will try to. But when I heard the title, when you presented the title to us, I was like, this is perfect, because you know COVID was seen to be like a king owning us, you know, and trying to destroy us, you know. But when God is in control, you know, right. nothing and no one can stop his promises for your life, his call on your life. If he said you shall not die but live and declare the glory of the Lord, well, that's going to be, I don't care what comes up against your body, what comes exactly. up against you in life. Like, you are a living witness, Karen. I just keep going back to you. And yes, I've been through some things, but just hearing your testimony, my God, is just enough. You know, this is well said in this book. You can just go ahead and take this book and say nothing can stop the promises of God, not even all, and you look, take COVID away, put the next thing there, take that away, put the next thing there. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Love
well, the thing I feel like I got from the title personally was, like you're saying, I've been through a lot, and it really touched me when I did get COVID. My youngest daughter actually did break down a little bit and say, I thought you were going to die. And you know how that, you know, she's 17. They try to be strong, but the crackle in her voice, the crackle in her voice of, I thought you were going to die. And then she just embraced me and hugged me. That right there solidified the title, because I speak to her about when I went through the cancer diagnosis, that I found a promise in the Bible that I'm standing on, period. And that I believe the promise that he made to me. And so that right there was like, after I had COVID, I still had some symptoms and some different things. As you know, I had a heart attack, but I had to remind her, I had to remind her that, oh no, that was not going to take me out, because I'm standing on a promise that he gave me. But we also have to talk about people's beliefs. You got to believe the words that are coming out of your own mouth. You could be praising him at church every day on Sunday, and then you don't believe the words that are coming out of your mouth. And so I felt like the title was perfect, because it's I don't tell her nothing else, I showed her by example that nothing, not even COVID, was going to stop the promise that God had placed on my life and that I'm believing him for.
That's right.
So
That's right. Yes.
So last question, question number five. What would you tell others if they were to contract COVID? And the reason for this question is because COVID has not disappeared. Even with the vaccine, we're seeing that people are still catching COVID even after having been vaccinated. And so what would you tell someone today if they were to contract COVID-19?
If you contract COVID, definitely quarantine. I had heard so many stories of people who had contracted COVID-19 and they were still going out and around other people, and so putting other people's lives at risk. And so stay home, stay quarantined in your bedroom, in your little space, even away from your family for that particular time, with the exception of, you know, somebody bring you some food there, you know, somewhere where you can reach it. But if you need to, if it gets bad enough, go to the doctor. Do not be afraid to go to the doctor. Go, because that could be the matter, you know, the difference between you living, you know, or not. Also, be prayerful. Don't forget to be prayerful in the midst of it all, because we know that God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And we know that even though we belong to God, we still know that we're going to go through some things on this earth, in this fallen world. God, Jesus already told us, he said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But the good news is, he said, but be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. And so hold on to his promises as you go through, okay? As you go through it, and he will bring you out. He will bring you, I've seen it. And listen to that inner voice. Listen to him. You know who I'm talking about, Holy Spirit. Listen to him. If he's telling you something specific, listen to him. I just want to say something really quickly. At the beginning of COVID, the Holy Spirit told me to stop shopping at one place that I was shopping and shop at another place. And so I listened, and for the season that he had me do that, I did that. I don't know why, you know, because I would feel that, you know, the same risk is somewhere else, but he knows all things. Right. Your responsibility is simply to obey. Just obey, because he sees what you don't see. And so so that's why I say, look, stay prayerful. If you contract it, continue to trust in God. Put the word on. Put the word on. Listen to it. You don't have to read it. You might be too weak to read it, but listen to it. Listen to it. Listen to those praise and worship songs, that soaking music. Listen to it. It will help. And so those are my recommendations. That's what I have to say. And just in general, take care of yourselves. Make better food choices, drink plenty of water, get some exercises, because that can make a difference too.
Yeah, definitely. And taking the vitamins, your vitamin C, your zinc, all of those things are going to help.
I take a multivitamin every day.
Mm-hmm, to help to strengthen your immune system.
Yeah.
And, even though you don't have COVID now, start that regimen now. In case you were to catch it, then you would still be in a better position than if you would not. And like you're saying, making sure you're hydrated, all of those things. Yeah, but definitely keeping your mind preoccupied on the one who is your healer is going to be the key thing that I would recommend, because you're going to have the naysayers. You're going to have people that are going to be in your ear with, we're not even going to worry about how I got it or anything that. You got to turn inward and seek his face to be like, okay, Lord, we're going to get through this. What do you need me to do during that time? Because sometimes he allows things in our life to grow us. And I think when we did the launch party, Renee was saying, it was almost a godsend, but also, a blessing and a curse kind of thing. Because for some people, it really got them, their family life together. It allowed that quality time. But then for others, unfortunately, either they passed away or a family member passed away. So we don't know exactly why he allows certain people to catch it and others did not catch it. But it definitely has made an impact worldwide. And I want to say that, to God be the glory, because it's really allowed for a lot of positive things to go on during this time as well. So that was the last question. I wanted to make sure that we let people know that the books are available on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble. But I will also put the pre-order link. While we're still doing our interviews, we're still going to be taking the pre-order. So I have a previous book called Lose to Win. You get a 10% discount if you purchase both books. If you only purchase the COVID book, the discount is actually not applied. So I do modify the invoices. If you put that on there, you're only ordering one. But we also have a competition, if you will, where the contributing authors were asked to meet a goal of 50 books. And so let's support our authors to be able to get the word out. Right now, Ms. Tarasha, you are in the lead, darling. You have sold, from my count, over 20 books. And so you're more than halfway to your 50. And so when you click on the link, you can say which author you are supporting. And so help us to be able to reach those goals. And then let's see. Also, if you have attended the Renewed Vision Conference in the past, the 2019 conference was off the chain. 2020, we had to pivot and do it virtually, but that was still really good. So I want you to save the date. October 23rd, we will have some dynamic speakers, vendors, and we're going to do it a little big and have a gala this year in the evening. Yay. And so tickets are available for pre-order now on our website. And if you want to be a speaker, I'm still looking for speakers and for vendors, or you know someone who would be interesting, be on the lookout for those posts as well. And you got started there just a tad bit, Ms. Tarasha, but Tarasha is going to be one of our speakers again this year. So I'm so excited to have you back for the Renewed Vision Conference. And so the book title says, nothing can stop the promises of God. And we are going to move forward with more books in our future, with more conferences, more workshops. And for those who are listening this weekend, this Saturday, I also am doing a webinar, free webinar for the emergency binder. So especially during this COVID season, if you do not have your affairs in order, you need an emergency binder. It allows you to have all of your documents in one place, your will, your medical power of attorney, etc. And so it's so important right now for us to have our affairs in order. So thank you again, Tarasha. I'm going to let you get back to your evening. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Karen. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.